Hi, I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm, an exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. Casa Loma Orchestra was a pioneer in shaping the sound of swing jazz early in the 1930s, before there was a Benny Goodman Orchestra or Count Basie Band, and before the full maturing of Duke Ellington's orchestra. Until Benny Goodman's popularity, Casa Loma was the premier dance band playing hot jazz, sweet ballads, riff-based head arrangements, and fully written scores. Welcome to Swingin' with Casa Loma Orchestra on Jazz Rhythm. Swinging low on that sweet chariot in 1937, Casa Loma Orchestra. In this hour, some of Casa Loma's best recordings of the mid to late 30s and a rare 1936 broadcast. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me for Jazz Rhythm, jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz, old and new. In the early 1930s, Casa Loma Orchestra was a very popular dance band, one of the first successful swing orchestras, and the first to broadcast regularly on network radio. They played very good ensemble jazz and successfully competed with the bands from Harlem. Casa Loma was unusual in many ways. It was a white band that was highly admired by the best black jazz musicians of its day. For many years, it was a collectively run corporation, with band members having an active say in band membership, management, and finances, resulting in a strong team spirit and ensemble unity. There were no big stars in the Casa Loma, which seems to have strengthened its musical cohesion. And one writer of the day called it the band that's organized like a corporation and run like a college fraternity. Here's Casa Loma's 1931 Maniac's Ball, written and arranged by Gene Gifford when he was still playing banjo and guitar in the band, and it was often used as a crowd-pleasing show closer. It illuminates the hot jazz side of this early swing band, as does the Limehouse Blues. We'll be right back. Casa Loma Orchestra's fine Limehouse Blues, 1934, and the flag-waving crowd pleaser Maniac's Ball from 1931. This is Swingin' with Casa Loma on Jazz Rhythm. Casa Loma's distinct sound, unique character, and vigorous ensemble spirit was forged during 1931 through 33 in a rigorous barnstorming tour consisting of 101 consecutive weeks of one-night stands amid all the rough and tumble of being on the road in the very worst days of the Great Depression. They flourished despite dangerous roads, blizzards, and an incident in which the entire band was arrested on suspicion of bank robbery. Casa Loma Orchestra played both written music and very hot head arrangements, that is, memorized routines that were often not written down but worked up over time in a process of group improvisation. They presented both smooth romantic ballads and very hot jazz, much of it written and arranged by their first arranger, Gene Gifford, and later by Larry Clinton. Throughout the mid-1930s, Casa Loma added to their solid repertory of hot dance tunes and romantic ballads the so-called jungle music sound of Harlem, typified by these tunes, Bougie, The Goblin Band, and Chant of the Jungle. Thank you. Hot Stuff, Chant of the Jungle, The Goblin Band, and Bougie by the Casa Loma Orchestra on Jazz Rhythm. Jumping swing classic blues and hot jazz old and new. Thanks for joining me for the music of this pioneering 1930s swing band. In this next set, we'll be hearing Whoa Babe. Now, this has long been a favorite of mine. I first heard it as a Western swing tune, but later learned it was written by Casa Loma arranger Larry Clinton. Now, Clinton was a trumpeter and songwriter who was brought into the Casa Loma during 1936-37, replacing Gene Gifford. Clinton wrote several tunes for Casa Loma, though he soon left as well to form his own successful big band. A very talented guy, Larry Clinton also wrote for Louis Armstrong, Bunny Berrigan, and the Dorsey Brothers, among others, and he later became famous for his swing band orchestrations of Debussy and Tchaikovsky. Now, in the late 1930s, Casa Loma singer Kenny Sargent, who also played saxophone, was their featured ballad singer, and he was very popular with the ladies. After we hear Sargent singing Clinton's Whoa Babe, we'll hear a recent recording of Clinton's Shades of Hades, which was written for the Casa Loma Orchestra.
Something is bothering me. Oh, babe, what can the matter be? How come I can't come knocking around your door? Oh, babe, how come you let me down? Oh, babe, why can't I hang around? Since when ain't I your fair-haired boy no more? Every night I take you out, you're the one to frown and pout. Someday you'll make me shout, oh, oh, oh. Oh, babe, how do you get that way? Oh, babe, someday you're gonna pay. When I leave you, I'll darken your door no more. Thank you.
and outstanding Shades of Hades, written for the Casa Loma Orchestra by arranger Larry Clinton and played there by the present-day Los Angeles swing band Mora's Modern Rhythmist from their recent CD, 20th Century Closet. Still ahead, Casa Loma live on the radio and their best records of 1939 and 40. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for being with me for Jazz Rhythm. I hope you're enjoying the Casa Loma Orchestra as much as I'm enjoying sharing it with you. At the Jazz Rhythm website, you can find links to jazz websites around the world, request a program playlist, or leave your questions or comments at www.jazzhotbigstep.com. Here's a 78 RPM disc from one of Casa Loma's last sessions around 1943. It seems to me strongly influenced by Benny Goodman, with an obvious touch of Gershwin in the introduction to Blue Rhapsody. Rhapsody, the Casa Loma in 1943, and clearly an imitation of some of the kinds of things being done by Benny Goodman and Gene Krupa. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for being with me for Swingin' with Casa Loma on Jazz Rhythm.